Olá! Welcome to the Portuguese from Portugal podcast. Today we have a slowly spoken article for you to help you to learn and comprehend the Portuguese language. Enjoy it!
Ténis. Ténis é um desporto de origem inglesa disputado em campos geralmente abertos e de superfícies sintéticas, cimento ou relva. Participam no jogo dois oponentes ou duas duplas de oponentes, podendo ser mistas, homens e mulheres, ou não. O campo é dividido a meio por uma rede e o objetivo do jogo é rebater uma pequena bola para além da rede com a ajuda de uma raquete. Para marcar um ponto, é preciso que a bola toque no solo em qualquer parte dentro do campo adversário. O jogo envolve tocar na bola de um lado para o outro até a bola ir para fora das linhas de campo. Assim, este tem aspectos de ataque e defesa. O ténis possui um intricado sistema de pontuação que subdivide o jogo em games, jogos e sets. Partidas. Grosso modo, um game é um conjunto de pontos, 15, 30, 40 game, e um set é um conjunto de games, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. O tenista profissional português mais conhecido é o João Sousa. Este compete no ATP World Tour e está no top 50 do ranking de singulares do ATP desde maio de 2018.
Hi everyone, welcome to today's episode of the Portuguese from Portugal podcast. My name is Rita, I'm from Portugal and I'm here today with my co-host James, who is learning Portuguese. Today we will analyze the article that you just heard about tennis. I hope you enjoy the article and we will start then with James reading the article, and I will help James improving his pronunciation, and when he has any question about grammar or any other thing, I will try to assist him. Shall we get started, James?
Yep, let's do it.
Wonderful.
Ténis é desporto de origem inglesa.
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 Sim.
Disputado em campos geralmente abertos e de superfícies.
Superfícies.
Superfícies sintéticas, cimento ou relva.
Muito bem. Percebes a frase, James? Do you understand the sentence in general?
So I can understand that at the beginning, of course, it's explaining that tennis is a sport.
Exato.
And it comes from the English origin.
Exato. Mm-hmm. Tennis é desporto de origem inglesa. So the origin is important. The term, mm-hmm. So where it comes from, this sport. Yeah?
Okay. And this word, disputado, could you describe a bit about that?
So basically, disputar in this context means to play a competition. Yeah. So basically, here what is being said is tennis é disputado. So you play this competition em campos.
This is like the court.
The court. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting because in Portuguese we also say court, court ou campo.
Okay.
So, who wrote the article decide for campos, but there are articles other articles about this subject that they prefer to keep the English word court, which is correct as well.
Okay.
Did you understand then the disputado? So basically is to play a competition. So here basically say the tennis é disputado, is played in a court. Yeah?
Okay, sure. So it's, can you have a disputado like for football?
Correct, well? Also. So, por exemplo, an example, este jogo foi muito bem disputado. It means, in this case, it means it was well played. Yeah.
So it could be a word for played then.
Yes.
So
like played, yeah. On tennis, it's another courts. Word to say. But all, this disputar always involve a bit this sense of sort of fight, but not fight as.
Okay. Yes, competition.
It's a competition, exactly.
Okay. And so generally it's played outside?
Exatamente. Abertos. Geralmente em campos abertos, mm-hmm. Sim.
And then it lists also the different type of surfaces that you can play.
That's, on. Yes. So did you understand?
Superficiais.
Superficies. Superficies, it is translated to English surface. Mm-hmm. Surface.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
So that's the sintéticas, which is synthetic.
Synthetic.
Cimento. Yeah. So like. A hard court, like made out of concrete or cement.
Concrete, yes, yeah, cement, correct.
O relva.
O relva. Percebes relva?
Like a type of grass.
Or grass, yes, grass. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, so the next sentence. Participam.
Participam.
Participam no jogo dois oponentes ou duas duplas de oponentes. Podendo.
Podendo.
Podendo ser mistas, homens e mulheres, ou não?
Boa. What did you understand? So you know about tennis, right?
Yes, I know.
So about you tennis. Know, you played, yes. So
I can understand quite easily that it's.
You know the.
The rules.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. What is. So participam no jogo dois oponentes. Mm-hmm. What that means?
Like, so two opponents are participating in the game.
Correct.
It
or.
It can either be two. As in one on each side or doubles?
All so doubles.
These
are
duplas.
Duplas.
Which duplas de oponentes.
Correct.
So two against two.
Yeah, and then says, podendo ser mistas. So do you understand mistas?
Like a mix.
Yeah.
So male, female.
Mm-hmm.
Normally it could be a male, female, or male, male, or female, female.
That's so. That's why it says, mm-hmm. Oh, now. Yeah, so mm-hmm. Very well. Very well understood. Good.
But this verb, podendo.
It comes from the verb poder.
It's possible.
Yeah, podendo, exactly. Mm-hmm. It implies possibility. It can be, mm-hmm. It's like the can or cannot. In this case, it's can be, mix, so homens e mulheres, ou não, or may not be. Yeah, it depends. I'm not sure how. You know how it happens when it's two people playing in certain competitions, like this.
The doubles.
Yeah.
Yes, sometimes they have single matches and double matches.
Oh, okay. So. It's not. There is no a competition precisely.
No,
for...
normally it's at the same time.
Oh, okay.
It's good. Part of the same competition.
All right. I'm not a tennis fan, so or connoisseur, so that's why I ask. Good. Shall we continue?
Let's continue.
Yeah.
O campo é dividido a meio por uma rede.
Rede, yeah.
Ah, rede.
Mm-hmm.
E o objetivo do jogo é rebater uma pequena bola para além da rede com a ajuda de uma raquete.
Muito bem. What did you understand? O campo é dividido a meio por uma raquete. So,
rede,
desculpa, a raquete vem depois. Tens razão, desculpa.
So the court, tennis court, is divided in half.
Mm-hmm. Muito bem.
Like with the net.
Net, precisely. So, rede é net.
Rede is
muito
net.
Bem, sim.
And the objective of the game is to rebater.
Rebater, este verbo rebater. É interessante. Rebater basically implies an attack defense action. So basically, you throw the ball.
Hit the ball.
You hit the ball, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because throw, yeah. If it's throw, it would be with the head. Okay, you hit the ball with a racket, and then the other person has to rebater.
Yes.
As to
hit it again.
Yeah, it's pretty much it, rebater. Yeah. Because in Portuguese, you have the verb bater, which is to hit. And rebater, the re, it's from the Latin, do it again.
Yes.
So it means that you hit again, mm-hmm. pretty much. That's the translation to English.
Yeah? Okay.
Good.
Okay, so the next paragraph. Para marcar ponto é preciso que a bola toque no solo em qualquer parte dentro do campo adversário.
Muito bem. O que é que percebeste? What did you understand?
So the verb marcar, is that
marcar
to
is
make
to
make a point?
To is make it? A point, yes, but
or
marcar
to
is
receive a point or
I think the correct translation is to receive a point, to do a point. Could be to make as well, mm-hmm. but marcar is very contextualized to games, you know, not only, it's like in football you use that as well. It's like the point, that's the verb we use.
Okay.
We don't say
fazer.
Yeah. Okay. We don't say fazer ponto, which is this make you are saying.
Yes.
Although in English you can say to make a point.
Yes.
Yeah. In Portuguese, with any sort of competition, we use the verb marcar.
Okay.
Yeah. One is, well, implied this point system. I guess mm-hmm. pretty much all games are.
Mm-hmm.
So
to make the point or to receive the point, it's about the preciso, like precisely?
You need, no, you need. Precisar, preciso okay. vem do verb, comes from the verb precisar, you need
okay.
to.
Okay.
It's obligation,
yes.
Yeah?
So you need the ball to talk, which is touch?
Tocar, toque, yeah, toque, presente, vem do, comes from the verb tocar, infinitivo, mm-hmm. yeah.
No solo, so touch the ground?
The ground.
On the surface?
Yep.
In some part of the
in
other side.
In part, yeah. In any
side.
Part
yeah.
of the
opponent's side.
Opponent's side.
Mm-hmm.
Qualquer, it means any.
Okay.
Yeah.
O jogo envolve tocar na bola de lado para outra.
Para outro.
Sorry, para outro. Até a bola ir para fora das linhas do campo.
Okay, it's pretty much what we said before, but more precise, it's more explanatory. So basically, percebes envolve, o jogo envolve.
Mm-hmm. So like in English.
In English, yeah, we have.
So the game is about or involving the hitting.
Tocar, it's again from toque, but
yeah.
the infinitive.
So hitting the ball. Back,
back and forth, de um lado para o outro, exato.
So back and forth.
Back and forth.
Until, até.
Até.
Até, until. A bola ir para. So the ball goes.
E para.
Fora das linhas do campo. So outside of the lines.
Of the court. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Assim, este tem aspectos de ataque e defesa.
Muito bem. Este quê? Assim, este quê?
Referring to this back and forth, the hitting?
Não. Este quê? Aqui diz, assim, este tem aspectos de ataque e defesa. So, este...
Like the game.
The game, exactly.
Yes.
Very good. The game, the tennis itself, as because it goes... back and forth, and we have to rebater to hit and hit
mm-hmm.
again. It has a attack defense aspect. Yeah. Este refere ao jogo. Muito bem.
O tênis possui intricado sistema
de pontuação.
Que subdivide
O jogo em games, jogos e sets, partidas.
Muito bem. Percebes aqui isto? Acho que sim, because you are the expert, in tennis expert.
This, at the beginning, this verb, possui.
Possui.
Could you describe it?
Possui is is like possess, to have something. It's like...
Like but ten.
Ten, exactly. It's the same as ten, but possui is... It's, that's why they have very well written, I think, intrincado. Intrincado.
It's like intricate. Like
yes, intricate it's system, very
precise.
Precise and their own sort of thing. It's like when you possui, when you this verb possui is a bit more semantically speaking, is a bit more than thing. It's like something that you have, but is part of some of this thing or person. You know what I mean? So, but you're right. It's the same. It's the same as thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. So I was saying that it has these intricate rules, although for the points, and the games are broken up into games and sets, or jogos and e partidas.
Exatamente. So, yeah. Muito bem.
Grosso modo, game é conjunto de pontos.
Vai, tu consegues. Vai, 15,
15,
30,
40 e game. E set é conjunto de games. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7.
Muito bem. Grosso modo is generally speaking.
So it's like an expression to say.
It's an expression to general, say in general. Grosso modo,
generally,
general, in general. Is the same, and the rest I think is self-explanatory, for at least for you, that you understand the game
exactly.
Yeah?
Yes, yes.
So for the me counting, not really
the counting system of the games and the sets.
Correct. Conjunto is a it's like a set, you know. It's
okay. And the last paragraph.
Yeah.
O tenista profissional português mais conhecido é o João Sousa. Este compete no ATP World Tour e está no top
50
do ranking de singulares do ATP desde maio de 2018.
Muito bem, sim senhora. Do you know o João Sousa? Have you ever saw him playing?
Yes.
You heard?
I've never seen, but he's a Portuguese tennis professional tennis player.
Yes, he's from Guimarães, from my hometown.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So he's the famous, the most famous tennis player.
And currently he's in the top 50 in the world.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really good. Yeah. So do you know about this ATP World Tour? It's like a tennis like association or something like that.
Yes,
I've never heard.
I'm not 100% sure, but I believe so. Yes.
It could be. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Good. Any questions about this last sentence? So, este again is referring to
the João.
João, exactly. Compete comes from the verb competir.
So compete.
Compete, very good.
And when it says está, so when it's supposed, maybe the difference between this
este, está. Because este is a article. Actually, it's a possessive. Este, aquele, so yeah?
Referring to João.
Referring to him, yeah?
Okay.
O está is a verb, comes from...
Ah, of course, yeah.
From the verb estar, infinitive, yeah?
Okay.
Normally in Portuguese we use a lot of este, aquele, to not repeat the name.
Maybe you could also just clarify at the end. It says this do ATP deste mai de
deste. It, okay, that's a really interesting question.
I see it a lot, but I
deste that means in that in the current May, well, in 2018. Desde is since.
Ah, okay.
Because we also have deste. I was thinking, okay, that doesn't make sense. Deste may, which could make sense if we were trying to say that may, you know, deste maio. But in this case, deste is since. Okay. So since May 2018, he is in the top
50.
Is in this case because it's always good to say that in Portuguese is we have two verbs, estar and ser. So in this case he está because may not be next year, so it's temporary. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's very particular in Portuguese. We have the verb to be in Portuguese is say with two verbs.
Yes.
Yeah, just an apart, which
so
is...
So what you are and this temporary state.
Yes. Yeah. In this case, ele está, which is to be as well, but in this case, the verb estar in Portuguese implies something that is temporary. It's not something that it's forever. Can be, but may not be. So it's answered.
Okay.
Yeah, good. So anything else in terms of grammar or any terminology would you like to...
Nothing extra, but I really like this article. It's because I know the sport and it's quite easy to understand.
Yeah, good.
And
I think
the sentences are also quite simple. So, and a few new words that I've learned. So it was a good, nice one.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for you to listen this article. Please make sure to check out our website, portuguesefromportugal.com, and we see you next time. Adeus.
Bye. Ciao.
Make sure to check out the website, portuguesefromportugal.com, for the full article text, grammar highlights, and questions. See you next time.